Last week on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes, the workers at Griana's Meats and More, finally made it into a grove to pick up the Alarea flower for Arthur to give to his crush, Becca. But there they discovered a little bit more than they were bargaining for. After leaping through a waterfall, they found a cave unlocked by a sacrifice, and after carving their way through several sets of goblins, they walked into the next room, only to find the goblin's boss. And he is not happy to see our heroes. The goblin leader looks you all in the eyes, almost a hint of a smile on his face, and he just says, "Leave."
Magic missile!
Oh my god.
Characters.
Guys, you know what's so crazy is that we don't even know what these goblins do.
No.
Well, none of us, I keep trying to talk to them, but people keep...
Can I ask him a question?
I love my murder hobos.
Magic missile!
Liz attack.
That's like an auto hit, right? I have a two, and a three.
Are you just the leader, or are the goblins on either side of him?
Just...
Two and a three?
Yeah. I know he's not gonna go down yet.
No, he just looks very annoyed.
I'm sorry.
Relatively, like...
Well, that's my last spell slot for the day, guys!
Nailed it. No, it wasn't like... Yeah. He doesn't just, like, flick it off. Yeah. He, like, reels back a little bit. Obviously, he, like, hits his head on the back of the throne. And this absolute glower takes over. He said... We have done nothing to you. You have come into our homes. And then he turns and he speaks goblin to...
It looks like...
The people on either side of him. Roll initiative.
It looks like you already... This was somebody else's home!
This was somebody... All right.
You invaded this!
Ooh, that was bad.
13.
13.
All right, so, Griana.
Oh, the bits.
You are... First.
Okay. I ask them, because I'm the voice of reason, and so is kind of Phoebe. I ask them, who are you? What do you do? I just want to know. Okay? Before I kill any more of you. I want to know who I'm killing. If I'm going to kill you, like, I don't want to kill you if you're innocent.
He kind of, like, holds his hands out and to stop them from firing.
Yeah.
Still in his throne. Has not stood up yet. Very chillax about this whole thing.
Cool.
Your people attacked first.
Okay, but...
That's a lie.
That's actually not what happened. That's not what happened.
How would they know?
Why?
So you have come onto our land? Okay, you have come onto our land to attack us.
In our defense, there's a
pretty... I don't see any signs,
because you
sir.
See us as lesser, I get it.
No.
Hey!
Whoa! First of all, I am 3 feet tall. Second of all, you attacked us first.
You don't even...
You live in a waterfall.
Listen, I'm new at this adventure thing. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry I hit you.
You have a lovely home.
I'm sorry we killed some of your people.
I'm not.
Oh,
sir,
my God.
Sir,
God. We were afraid.
Sir, Phoebe, reach
him out. I was afraid.
Okay, everyone, this is my turn. All right, let me say.
Technically,
I'm also
technically, it is Griana's turn. Because what is initiative anymore?
I'm going to talk to this guy.
Can we just talk?
We're just talking.
He's just talking, but like the second he takes his hands away, his guys are going to fire.
Then we'll go into initiative.
Okay, then you guys are forfeiting your turns to have a talk. He's agreed to talk with you, but if he pulls his hands back,
okay.
He gets the first shot.
All right, yeah. guys, let me speak really quick to him.
You speak.
Hey. Okay, look at me. I just want to tell you who I am. My name's Griana. Griana Arande, and you are very handsome. And I'm not trying to.
That joke.
My name is Griana Arande, and I own Griana's Meats and More in the town of Troutbeck, and we're here to try to get meat for the Fall Fest, okay? And we stumbled in here because there was a creepy guy, and we followed him. I'm sorry we followed him, but we just did, and we found out that there was just some stuff going on in here, and we were interested, and then your goblins came out, and we were scared. We were scared. I tried talking to them. So did Phoebe. This is Phoebe, by the way. And, And they didn't listen. They didn't listen. They're really kind of incompetent, too, by the way. You could, should probably replace their arrows because they kept breaking. Anyways, I'm so sorry. And we just want to know who you are and what you're doing. And once you tell us, maybe we'll leave. We don't. We're just a little scared. That's why we're attacking. It's just fear, you know? A lot of what people do is just out of fear, you know?
Okay. Roll a persuasion check. Okay.
That was my speech.
All right.
Oh, my God. I've never
Please don't roll a one like me. Please.
Seven. He does not look amused.
What the
he looks, fuck? He looks at you. He says, you are leader of them. Of the rest of them. Majesty. This Griana.
Yes, my name's Griana.
I like how he turned Russian
though. I almost use a very long day practicing accents for comedy final. I hate myself.
Yes, boss, Ayala.
The Yala.
I will talk the same as you.
All right. And he says, you own a meat shop.
Yeah, I do.
If people come into your meat shop and kill your employees.
They could kill us.
Oh, my God.
Do you see me?
No, I didn't say that. Just Molly saying.
And they kill your employees. Do you not respond?
I would most definitely respond.
Then why would I let you come into my domain? Kill my people and not respond. Why do you have your hand raised?
That's fair.
What? No. Why do you have your hand raised?
Okay.
Speak up.
Hi. My name's Zill. I'm sorry. I'll try to make it quick.
You hit me with missiles.
Yeah, I'm...
Zill, I told you not to do that.
This is all my... Okay. This is all my fault. I feel really bad about all of this.
Fuck.
If you promise to let my friends go, I guess...
Oh, no.
No.
No, Zill.
No.
No. Can I use my...
Do you trail off?
Yeah, kind of.
Can I use my beguiling influence?
You need to talk first.
Hey, is it a turn?
She looked like she was about to talk before you looked like you were about to attack. So we are going to... You trail off and Phoebe...
What does the guy look like?
He's got a ponytail and a missing
tooth.
No,
I mean, what's his face?
It is... My have you type. Ever played poker?
Can I roll insight?
I mean, yeah. You could roll an insight check.
15 plus insight is wisdom. 18.
I'm telling you.
18.
His patience is very thin. He's like, you can tell he's decided, he's like trying to assess if he would die killing you. He like, you know, like he's not assessing whether or not he wants to beat the shit out of you because he would like to beat the shit out of all of you. He's assessing on whether or not it ends up with he and his men dead. That's the question that's going on right now. He doesn't look happy to be in a conversation with you. You just killed his employees and have come into his home uninvited.
Hate to show up out of the blue uninvited, but I
and the only person who can get away with that is Adele.
Fight it. I hope to see
so, what are you saying?
Okay, hold on.
You actually roll a persuasion check just from what you said.
16 plus 2 is 18.
Alright.
Never mind, Alpha.
It would make the situation better. I guess I would do it.
Do what?
If it would mean my friends would be safe, I would. Did you just interrupt me?
I'm worried you're gonna offer to die or something.
There's
a sacrifice table.
No. Can I not observe?
You can just do it. I can't.
Hold on. We are not some dark wizard who came here before. They have left.
We just want to know more about them.
But sir.
So we met that guy in the woods. How did you had to dig through the tunnel, right? You couldn't go through the door?
We heard that there was treasure in here. Great things.
Did you find
but you have found none? Sorry.
It is not my want to tell you what I have found.
Okay. I was just saying if you didn't find anything, maybe we could be of some help. I know you probably would not want us to, but we got through the door. We didn't go through your tunnel that you made.
You got through the door.
Yeah.
Yes.
How?
Should I tell him? It was blood, like blood magic.
We think that this guy might be a danger.
Like it's like a spark in his brain, and he looks at one of the guys.
Great, I killed us.
And he nods, and you watch one of the goblins run out of the room. And he.
I don't want to die. I mean, I'm gonna anyway.
What is stopping you from leaving?
We just want to learn.
I do not know much about the people who were here before us.
Yes, but...
They created dark terror within these woods. They have fulfilled whatever enactment that they want. They left less than a week ago. They hurt people...
Less than a week ago?
Yes.
That soon. There might be some stuff around here that you have not found yet.
Well, there were certain precautions put in place, but they took what they needed with them. There was nothing of great want.
I don't know.
You don't know where they went, right?
What if they come back here?
They're not going. I doubt it. But
they are. They are not. They've packed and left.
There might be some evidence to where they have gone.
Listen,
something you have not found yet.
We're all on the same side here. I think none of us want to deal with any of these dark wizards. We ran into someone who has his necklace matched the symbol on that door.
Yes.
We got a bad vibe from him. We also ran into a tree with a ring of leaves.
Still in the woods.
Yes.
Nearby here, sir.
So he may want to come back.
Or he may know something.
Yes.
They all know something.
It's true. Am I right, ladies?
They all know. Yeah.
Well, I know that though he is a fine...
Don't stop talking.
Listen.
I say that. Don't stop.
I feel like he's not telling. He's a liar.
Listen, Gavin King, you're a little guy. I'm a little guy myself. You get it. You get it.
He's like, yes. Yes, I get it.
I am a boss.
Can I try and use my bigger? I just really love that ability.
What are you trying to convince him of?
To let us look around.
All right, well, ask him.
Hey, can we? I mean, I'm a war magic user. Zil here is a wizard. We know a bit more about the.
Oh, so you'll out me, but not yourself.
Warlocks. I'm used to them being like not good.
They're not looked on upon as very good things.
Yeah, so I'm worried if I say
I'm
a
just
warlock.
A magician.
A wonderful magician.
Mostly parlor tricks.
Yes. I do this great thing where I can pull a rabbit out of my hat, pull that top hat.
Oh, God.
I just think maybe we could give you some information, help each other out. No one has to, no arrows. I mean, that's a sacrifice
table.
Here.
I do not wish any more of my people to die. People usually think goblins are stupid little idiots whose lives can be just thrown out a window all willy-nilly, and I told them that they would be fine here, and they weren't. They have died, and I would not like that to happen any longer.
Me too.
Me too.
I give you 5 minutes to look.
5 minutes.
I give you 5 minutes to look. You show me what you find, and I keep what I want.
That's cool.
Yes.
Or we will all die here.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa, okay, right. Are you gonna kill yourself?
Hey, man, do we look like we want to kill you, really?
You have killed my friends.
I know.
You guys killed
me. Okay, we're gonna go. 5 minutes, yep. 5 minutes, thank you.
Hey, I have a question.
What is your question, lanky wizard?
Wait, what?
Lanky wizard, what is your question?
I mean, I wouldn't say lanky. I'm only about, like, 5'7", but, do you have a name?
Not for your kind, I don't.
Why not?
Hey, I know. We want to know
you.
We
are not
name.
Friends. This is a temporary agreement.
We have shared our names.
Well,
the least
you
can
my
do.
Phoebe.
And mine is Granny. I think one day we might be friends.
I'm Kai.
Your 5 minutes start now.
Okay! Let's
go.
No, he doesn't. If you come up to that throne, the guy who's still standing on his side, like, re-knocks.
I do finger guns. And, like,
I
run away.
All right.
Can I kiss
him? I hunt. I search.
His hands are nowhere near you.
I'm searching. I'm searching all around.
All right, so you go where the goblin went.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I need to know initially where everyone's looking.
I want to go there.
You're looking here?
There's four tunnels, guys. There's four of us.
Zil has gone here. Kai has followed the goblin that ran away after they learned the information of the blood magic this way.
All
right?
So she's going into all those rooms.
So Phoebe...
Fuck, I should have gone there.
Phoebe and Griana, I want to know which direction
you
are scampering in.
I'm just scampering to that one room to the right that
I know,
no one's
but
gone
like,
in yet.
Would you follow him?
Yeah.
All right.
Because okay. My goal is to protect you, Zil.
I know. I just feel like I would be able to figure out more if there's things. But that's fine. I guess I'll just go in the other room. Alright, so I don't wanna leave like one room unturned. Like
that's fair. Alright, so you went into the topmost room, Phoebe. Go ahead and roll an investigation check.
20.
And I need to know important information. Are you looting right now?
No.
Alright.
Well, it depends on what I find.
Girl.
What do I find?
You find some gold.
Oh no.
You find some things of value.
Oh no.
But nothing like magic-y.
If I find something magic, I might take it, but I don't want to fuck with this goblin.
No, this looks to be the place where the goblins have put their beds.
I fluff a pillow.
They don't have pillows.
Fold a bed.
Pillows are a myth.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
This is probably true. I should
goblins
follow
don't
them.
Use. All right. There's information everywhere. All right. So you follow the goblin up.
But I'm like looking around.
You're looking through each room. All right. So you are only stepping into
the first
room.
One, yeah.
So go ahead and roll an investigation check.
Oh, 19 plus 2, that's 21.
All right, so you are looking around. You can see that this has been pretty heavily, like, goblin co-opted. But you're looking around to just find, like, any sort of hint of, like, what's going on. And you managed to find, in separate places, two of the same medallions that Orund had on his neck the day that you met him.
All right.
Okay.
So you are now in possession of two profile raven amulets.
Okay, I'm gonna take one.
Okay.
And put it in my boot.
In your boot.
We
all right.
have to show him, remember.
You're gonna have to lie to him.
That's fine.
Well, why can't we
you
just
have to
show
roll
him?
To lie. I will remember. I will remind
no,
you that
please.
Lying
What's
is
that?
An ability
please.
Check.
Please, no, we got
You have him. A plus zero in charisma, Sydney.
I would just like you to know that this is a woman who can make her own decisions.
I know.
So then down to Brianna goes into this room, yes? You go into your room. Go ahead and roll an investigation check.
19 plus 1.
20!
All right, so among initial things, you do see a small stream passing through underneath this thing. It looks like they found some sort of, like, underground, like, ravine or something that they've kind of, like, tapped on. Unfortunately, this water seems to be a bit tainted because this room, although
it's
a stream
bathroom.
At the one side of it, absolutely littered with dead bodies.
Fun.
Human bodies? Whose bodies?
Human bodies. Okay. Elven, gnome.
Fresh.
No goblin.
Any half-orc rangers?
Old.
Maybe
yeah. Older. Maybe about a week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
So you have discovered a ton of dead bodies, and I was really pleased when I found out you were walking into that room. Because you're the weakling.
I just threw up.
You throw up on the bodies. Hold on.
I'm
asking us for information.
So you come down here.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll an investigation check.
18.
This room, relatively untouched. What? You can tell, you can see that this has been, like, rifled through, looked through for good things, right? Obviously, they didn't find anything, because this seems to have been some sort of work room. Almost, maybe. There are empty vials and stuff, maybe, like, stuff for, like, potions were here, or, like, you know, different things. This is, like, an ingredient chamber. Not cooking. It's not cooking. It's magic. You know that, just
yeah.
from looking at it. And you got an 18?
Yes.
Okay, so you can walk over. So that same creek is a little bit in this room as well. You walk over, you can still kind of see that the river's a different color.
Yeah.
And a lot of the vials are, like, there... bunched up. Perhaps they have been emptied out there. And then you go back over to the desk and there are quite a few scrolls. Perhaps not enough for you to go through right now.
What language?
They are in... Some of them are in common and some of them are in that one language that's the devil one.
Oh. Infernal? Draconic?
Infernal is the one I was thinking of. Thank you. So it's mostly common, but with some infernal markings written in, more just like sentences, mostly. It's mostly common.
But there's some infernal in it.
There is some infernal.
I'm gonna take it.
You take it. All right, so you are moving into
also,
your next...
I'm gonna drink a health potion.
You drink a health potion. Good. Good call.
It's a good call.
I'm actually gonna drink one too.
All right, so you drink
when
you're in the room? Okay, everyone drink a health potion.
I don't need it.
So Sid, you... So, Brianna, you are advancing.
Kai.
So, Kai, you are advancing into the next room.
Yes.
All right. So, this seems to be the supply closet of sorts for mundane-looking shit. Yeah, you can pretty quickly tell that what, like, was here that were supplies have been ravaged, and what remains is just useless and the goblin is not in here, so into the next room you must go. You can tell that these were originally hidden behind secret walls, but they have been broken through.
Okay.
This is actually not how this room looks when you walk in.
Okay.
That's how that room looks when you walk in. Okay? It is a flat wall here.
Okay.
Okay? And at the very bottom, there are 1, 2, 3 sigils.
What's a sigil?
It was the half. So sigils are like markings carved into the wall.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And so these are of the half raven. Yeah. So these are of the half raven.
Okay.
Roll a perception.
11 plus 3 is 14.
There is like a strange language there too. You can kind of see.
I can read primordial.
Primordial
and common.
All right, well, this is not either of those. And then you see the other goblin, who has cut open both palms of his hand and has reached out to hit the two that exist to try and get the blood on the two that exist, but the third one is untouched, and he hears you walk in, and he turns and he looks at you, and he goes, grab the third!
Don't do it. Kill him.
He's expecting
Kill
you
him.
To.
Kill him.
What?!
I go, what you doing?
You should...
Okay, well, I see what you're doing. Go. What is this? Is this some sort of sacrifice or something?
No, you said that was how you opened the doors. Now!
Okay. I'm really curious.
All right.
Yeah. But I have my ferret.
The ferret that was not mentioned at all last session? You mean that one?
Go back to where the main room was with the sacrifice table. And he goes. And he's black. His color is gray. And he goes. I wear the amulet. I wear one of the amulets. The other one in my shoe.
Yeah, the other one's in your shoe.
Mm-hmm. I cut open my hand. I kind of go under his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it.
All right. So, with that, I'm going to say that that is enough time for the three of you to make your way there as well.
Yeah.
To that room?
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you've
finished surf. Yeah. So you get there first, followed by Griana, and unless you're staying in the main room with the leader.
Oh, I can't believe I just did that.
Are you staying in the main room?
Me too.
Or are you...
What are you doing with the boss? Just to keep an
and
room.
Your employees... Go to handle the business.
Because, and then I lean over to the boss and I go, employees, am I right?
Can I gently kiss his hand on my way over?
No! He's up on a platform! He has me not me. The second you get close to him, the other goblin, like, is...
I just want to use my two mind sights somehow.
Oh, that's... You're trying to entrap me. All right, so you put your hand... I'm excited. So, Zil, you happen to be walking right through that door right as Kai... puts her hand up on the sigil, and much like last time, the blood almost inexplicably is drawn through rock as it disappears. Whoa. And you feel a little bit of you leaving, maybe. Like you, something was taken that you didn't, like, permiss. It feels weird. When you have a really stuffy nose, and
Did
then,
I?
Like...
No, I don't think so.
And then you breathe in, and it's, like, suddenly... Something like it feels emptier, like
it's a memory or something.
So, but they vibrate a little, and then the door begins to lift up like a garage door, fancy tech.
What?
As the stone lifts up into the wall, as if a door was never there, the ceiling looks absolutely fine. Forward, you see a relatively emptied out treasure room. It's dark. The only light is from the light from the torch in the other room. There's only a few things on the ground, and the goblin who is with you is looking to get to them first. Brianna, you are not in the room. Phoebe, Zil, Kai, what are you up to?
Can I roll to see if I see clearly what it is?
Go ahead, everyone make perception checks.
Me too?
Nope.
You're not there.
I got a fucking 11.
18.
Wizard. Oh, 17.
All right.
Thanks.
There is some gold pieces littered around this room, which is great news. Some wealth to be found, which means that they must have left with a lot more of it. In there, there's a large 12 pounds. It's not like super large, but there's a There's a jug. There's a jug that's about the size of a toaster on its side with several corks sticking out of it. And the final... Okay, so there are two other things in here. And they are large... They're large cauldrons. There are three of them. Two of which are empty and one of which has a very small amount of liquid in there. But you can't see that from standing on the outside of this. And then the final thing you can see kind of towards the front of the door... is a bird cage, not small, not large, maybe the same size as the jug, that's bars have been peeled backwards, almost moved for whatever needed, so it was no longer capable of holding
a
bird.
It's a
you look around for a bird, no bird.
It's a periton.
You look around for a parrot, no parrot.
No,
no
I said
ghost
a periton. Periton? You know what that is?
No.
It's in the Monster Manual. Just look it up at some point.
So
big bird. It's scary and hurtful.
So you see the goblin like going over. He's like putting his head like into the cauldrons, and then he's starting to pick up gold. I need to know what you guys are doing.
Files.
The cauldrons.
Sure. Whatever.
What?
Whatever.
The cauldrons.
Stuff in it.
I go to the jug.
You go to the small jug.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You pick it up.
Yeah.
All right, it's a little heavy, but not that heavy. And you kind of shake it a little, and it sloshes.
Take out a cork.
Yeah, I take out a cork.
All right, which cork do you take out?
Oh my god, you said there's five?
There is... How many corks are on it? There are 10 corks on it.
Oh, fuck.
Just pick a random one.
All right, I pick number 8. What's that?
You look in. It's empty.
Okay.
Do you do anything?
Yeah, I pick number 7.
You open it. Empty.
Number 2.
Nah.
3.
What?
Oh my god.
4.
You open all of them and it's all empty. You've wasted all of your time. So, what are you doing?
I'm by the cauldrons.
But
whatever.
You shake it and it still sloshes.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm by like the cauldron stuff. There's anything in them?
All right, so you go over to the cauldrons.
Is it cauldrons or vials?
They're cauldrons. The vials were in the other room that you were in earlier.
Yeah.
So, the cauldrons, they're very decent sized, hard to move, nice material.
Yeah.
You, 1, empty, 2, empty, 3, just like a, maybe like 2 inches
can
of liquid.
Can I roll Arcana real quick?
Roll Arcana!
Yeah, 15.
Alright, so the liquid is a dark purple. This is the same magic that's in the amulets. This is the same chill up your spine you got at the tree. It feels fundamentally not right to you.
Can I roll an arcana check?
Hey,
on the
goblin!
Jug?
On the what?
Jug?
Check this out!
Yeah, you roll an arcana check on the jug.
Plus 3 is 8.
That's magic. That's magic?
Mind the jug, I'm
holding. Yo, bud, check this out!
Yeah.
What?
The goblin comes over and he's. Don't touch that.
What is it?
Only causes corruption. I don't know what it is. I mean, feel free to touch it.
Heh.
Fuck you.
You're kind of an asshole.
When he leans over the cauldron, I wanted to push him.
You killed my friends? I'm sorry, did we forget when that happened?
Don't be rude.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, one more time for the you killed my friends?
Actually, technically, I didn't kill anyone.
I did.
Technically, I was the one who tried to talk.
He turns around and he leaves.
You take your sass and get up.
He got out.
Is there anything else?
There's that birdcage.
Birdcage, I want to check it out.
Right, you checking out. What are you checking? You investigating? Are
yeah.
you are just you arcana-ing?
Oh, arcana.
All right.
18.
So, there's magic here. Magic that has been wounded. It's like the flickers of life are still there. It's like a light bulb going out. It's not the same magic at all. No. This feels more designed of man than...
Okay. Can I say something... Or is there more about it?
Besides the gold and just, like, the few, like, knickknacks, dumb shit, you find a few more amulets. There are 2 more amulets.
Oh, I want to take one.
You take an amulet?
Okay. I was going to ask if anybody found anything.
Yeah.
I got a scroll, but there's Infernal on it, so
there's
I can't read it. I'm working on it, though.
Like, the amulets that I have?
There are 2 more of the amulets that you have.
I'm going to take one of these. I don't know if...
I would like...
Did anybody find one? I know you have one.
Yeah, I just have one.
Okay.
I don't have an amulet.
it. Yeah, you're just in the room. Are you saying any? Are you guys having a conversation? Are you twiddling your thumbs?
Can I roll inside on both of them to make sure, like, they're not hiding anything?
On those two?
Yeah.
Yes. Player versus player combat. Roll a deception check.
Meanwhile, back at headquarters.
15.
Okay. If you're lying to her about not having anything on you, it's deception.
All right, well, I had a
13. So, how do you ask
them? What about...
Go ahead.
She's...
No, I'm like, hey, so did you guys...
She has nothing on her.
Nope.
Did you guys find anything?
I found, like, gold, but... Or it's on my neck, and I... Just this one.
Yeah, because I said, like, I see you have that, is that it? Like, and she said, just this one.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like when someone says, hey, I mean, you ask someone, hey, how was your day? And they go, fine.
We're all friends here.
Can I roll a deception check?
You don't need to roll. You could roll an insight to see if she lied.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Kai, what do you got?
14 plus...
The goblin's not in the room 15. Anymore.
I got a 15. But I still mouth.
No, tell me now.
You are the only three people in the room are witnessing this.
The walls
also,
have ears.
Also, you are mouthing your words on a motherfucking podcast, I swear to God, Sydney Faults.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Are you lying to me, Kai?
What a rookie.
You know what happens when you lie to me?
Kai.
I cry really hard for 48 hours. Do you want that to happen? In the woods. Sweet Phoebe, let me handle this.
You said you would never let me... Kai, you said you would never let me die, right?
Yeah, and I...
How am I supposed to trust you with my life if you lie to me?
Damn, yeah, so let's bring down the pig gun. Look at those eyes. Look at those puppy dog eyes. Try and lie to that creepy best on wizard.
I'm 19.
Can you keep a fucking secret still?
No.
Can you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that harsh a tone. I feel really bad now, but can you keep a secret?
Of course.
Okay. I may or may not have another one hidden on me, but do not let it
be. Why are you lying? So we got 4 amulets.
Shh. No. Yes. We only have 3.
I'm thinking out loud. I'm just like, so we have 4 amulets. There's 4 of us. I don't know. I'm thinking about some tree stuff.
You think about some tree stuff?
Yeah.
You're saying that out loud to them?
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking about some tree stuff. This is just my thoughts. Okay. I feel like if we have 4 amulets, there's a tree. The guy was wearing an amulet. It looked like he was probably living in the tree. Put on an amulet, we might be able to walk through it. That's my thoughts.
Meanwhile, back in the fire-lit front room.
They're playing Uno.
With one goblin boss. And Griana Arande.
They're playing Uno, and the one goblin just has the arrow still drawn at Griana.
So,
they won't fire if she lets him win.
I lean over to the boss, and I'm like, do you have any kids? Oh, do we kill? I'm sorry. Those for your kids? No, you don't have kids. okay, I know this might be an awkward time, but, Uno.
What?
I got Uno. I think I won.
No,
can I win the game?
It's not how Uno works.
I've never played Uno in real life. Uno.
God damn it, you won Uno. No, you're not playing Uno. You can play Uno with you.
Anyway, but do you have kids?
Not anymore.
What happened?
Are you trying to bring more memories of death into my day?
I'm just trying to figure out if it happened today or if it happened.
Do you have children?
No, I'm pretty barren. How's it going back there?
No response.
No response for a second, and then the goblin actually comes in.
Oh, hey.
So now there are 3 goblins and 1 of you in the room. And the goblin who entered from where your compadres left walks in and is speaking goblin to his, you can tell by kind of like the cadence, he's like listing off things. Angrily.
What did Kai do? What did she
do? But after, like, he seems to have given a report, he just nods, and then the goblin goes back to sort of standing at attention. So you're just hanging out, you're sitting at are you sitting, are you standing? He's still sitting on his throne.
Okay, I'm standing.
Okay. All right, you're standing.
I'm kind of trying to, like, lean on things everywhere.
Yeah, you're leaning on a cave wall.
Yeah, one hand on the cave wall. Okay, so you don't have kids.
We came in, right? Not yet.
Do you have a crush on anyone? I'm just trying to get to know you.
What if he has a crush on you?
Oh, you know what? I could tell there's some... is that why you're so mad at me?
Your friends have a minute and 30 seconds.
So you're really mad at me because you think I'm... Are you bummed that I'm barren?
A minute and 25 seconds.
It's just not my priority to have kids, and it just so happened that
I'm also barren.
And it gives me more opportunity to travel. And
1 minute and 15 seconds.
Oh God! I don't have kids, and I have responsibilities.
All right, so you fast forward, and you are talking as he counts down your compadre's time.
Yeah, because I mean, I only shop.
You are still talking when they walk in the room with about 15 seconds to spare.
Like I was saying, I own a meat shop.
You get it. Your short legs takes a while.
What is your usual business here? Just wondering. I'm just curious because like we've been getting to know each other so much.
This is a home base.
Home base for who?
Living. Us.
I did see beds.
I didn't see... Because some things weren't living. Oh, I don't know.
So we walk in at this point?
Yeah, you walk in at this point. And he says, your time is up. What have you found?
I found this. And then there were some vials that there was nothing in them. And I found a scroll. But it's in, like, common and stuff.
You're holding up an amulet. And a scroll. You hold up...
The jug and the amulet. I take off the amulet that's on my neck.
All right. You.
I found your beds. Fluffed them a bit.
I need to know, just real quick, did anyone try to take any of the gold that was there?
No,
but you know.
All right. Did you take the jug?
Yeah, she's showing the jug.
But I'm showing him the
right?
Jug.
You took no liquid from the cauldron.
There was nothing to take it with. Okay. If there was... I was going to ask him if I could take some.
All right, well, just wait. I'm just double checking. Did anyone take the birdcage?
Oh, fuck. Nobody took the birdcage.
You all present. He looks at all of you. Is that all?
This is all I got.
And anyone who knows about Kai's deceit, roll a deception check.
Why? I said, this is all I found. That's the truth!
What'd you roll?
I got a...
She didn't lie, though. What did she say?
You are corroborating a lie. Your guys' DCs are markedly low, like, or easier to beat, because you don't have to be like... you just have to keep a poker face.
Oh, should I?
I'm poker face checking you. You are lying.
Oh,
my God.
I got a 17.
No, you got a 17? Okay.
Okay. Maybe we should
crit failed.
Go back to what it was once. A 7.
No, she crit failed.
So let's see.
I have
Kai,
no spell slots.
Let's
Fuck
see
me.
If Kai took
One
the advice
more
of Brianna.
Time. Can you get a handle on your employees?
Hey, Brianna. Hey, Kai. Okay, you guys. If any of you fucked with any of his stuff in a way that would get us killed, you're fired.
Phoebe's freaking out because she's a
There was also
fire.
A birdcage in there.
Huh. So I just thought, hey, boss, I just told them that they're going to be fired if they stole anything. So I'm
going
to do the punishing.
They're going to be dead.
No, I'm going to do the punishing. Hey, don't worry, I'll do
you're
the punishing.
All.
Not all.
5. 4. 3.
All right, I found this
2.
Harmonica!
Oh my gosh, he's gonna die.
The guy turns.
and he
nods at the goblin who was in the room with you, and he comes over, and he is going to intend to pat you down.
And I'm gonna go into rage.
Do it!
Alright.
Do it!
Everybody roll initiative.
Fire.
So, Kai, you actually get to act first because you initiated combat. So you're gonna get to take a turn. And then the regular combat order is going to start, just so you know.
Brianna got 19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Go!
All right, I've got my...
Morningstar?
Yeah, I'll get my Morningstar. That's a pretty badass weapon.
Yeah.
And I rolled a...
18.
18.
That, you... Who you going for that goblin that tried to get at you, right?
Yeah, the one that's trying to pat me down.
All right, so go ahead. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay.
11.
6 is 11.
Yeah, you knock it the fuck down. He was a dick to you anyways. You just... Were you going for any sort of style, or were you just mad hitting?
I'm still going for my... Trying to chop off, like, going for the neck.
It's more of hitting a golf ball off a tee. But you get kind of the intended effect. The blood went everywhere. It's a morning star. It's a very unpleasant...
Oh my god!
Very just, like, cruel, brutal execution. And that obviously is not going to make a lot of people very happy.
How old are you?
Because the goblin boss stands up and is nearest to...
Who's first? Gerbs?
No, it went straight to the boss. Yeah, yes, it went straight to the boss. So the boss and the other goblin, the two normal goblins would have been the same in the initiative track, but the boss has a separate one. All right, so he is going to come at you with his first swing. Does a 17 hit?
Yes, it's on the nose, so it hits.
But
all right,
is it
right?
Divided by two because of my resistance?
Yeah, but you are still going to take 5 damage.
Okay.
You're fine. 22.
And the next one was a 4, so that is not going to do anything, but you do take that damage, and there seems to be an intent on execution. You see, you almost see that he did not go for anyone but the person who started the violence.
Soon they're going to be going after me.
And now it is Kriana's turn.
Zil has realized there's a rush to this, and it's good.
Oh yeah, you're like, ooh, all right.
I'm like,
okay.
I'm getting a rush from this.
All right.
I take out my 5 pointed gold star that says "World's Best Boss" and I try to hand it to.
Oh no!
So you are trying to handle it. Hand it to who?
To the boss.
All right. You go. You try to get in between of a fight of swords clashing, scimitars and maces. You try to, what do you say? Wouldn't you try to pawn this off? Very short sentence.
I just want to let you know I think you're great.
All right. He beats it out of your hand, okay, and it falls to the ground. Roll a d20.
Okay. Okay, 8 plus dexterity.
Plus nothing. Your world's best boss star has a tiny dent in it.
Okay, I'm going to pick that back up, put it back in my pocket. Because that really meant a lot to me, and I thought that was a nice gesture.
Yeah.
So.
Is that your turn?
Oh, yeah, that's her turn. Zill, it's yours.
I'm going to try him with my core staff.
All right.
Does a 19 plus 3 hit?
Well, 21, you're going for boss?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
7.
Okay. You hit him in the back of the head. Yeah, and he kind of stumbles forward, but he's still pretty fucking mad. And that means it's Phoebe's turn.
I've tried to do a lot of talking.
You have.
But I feel like if that happens, I'm going to yell that.
Ooh, okay.
You can do whatever you want, dude.
It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
There are no rules except for books of rules.
I just feel like there's more we can learn from them, which is why I want to, like... But I guess they said they didn't know.
The grubs, man. You can always read a book.
Wow.
No, I'm
just... He slaps it. No, I'm kidding.
So tell me what you're doing right now.
I feel like talking at this point is useless.
Okay.
So I am going to use my spell slot... So how many goblins are there? Is there the king?
There are 2 left. There's the boss and the handyman.
Because I actually started thinking about
the handyman can.
Okay, I'm going to save my spell slot, and I'm just going to do an Eldritch Blast on the handyman.
Perfect. Roll.
Ooh,
16
nice.
Plus 4 is
20.
That's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
7.
It's a pretty big hit. He has large wounds are beginning to develop. It was a pretty nasty strike. He realizes that this attack may have come at a bit of a sacrifice. So it is his assistant's turn, who is going to go for Kazil, Vendetta's man. that magic missile at the beginning. And
he explode.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
So, comes at you with a scimitar,
okay.
Rolls to hit. Oh, that's not bad. It's 5 points of damage.
That's fine.
Really
I still
low.
Have 11. I'm good. I'm feeling this rush.
That was super kind, because that could have been...
That could have been bad.
That could have been 14 points of damage.
I'd still have 2.
Well, all right. And it is down to Kai, the savage beast.
Yep. Gonna go for a mind star for Mr. Boss Man.
All right.
Ooh.
Is the little guy dead yet after we both hit him?
No, you were both hitting at the boss.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yes.
Yeah.
And he is still very much up.
Okay. I got a 14.
You swing wide, the goblin boss ducks. You are not very good with enemies who are very small. You realize that you have not been practicing on enemies who are very small. Damn it, Kai.
Kai.
So it's going to go back up to the boss, who's going to continue to try and take you out.
It is.
So first... Roll is going to be a 17. Does a 17 hit your AC?
Yes, because it's on the nose.
All right, that is 6 damage.
Even with resistance?
So that's 3 damage.
Okay.
And the second attack is going to be a 14, so it would not hit. Yep, yeah, it's Griana's turn.
Yeah. Okay, fuck, I'm in it with you guys. I'm gonna take out my great club and just start swinging.
At
everyone.
No.
What? She goes into rage.
I'll do the assistant.
Oh! Exploded!
Oh, come on, give that to her. Give that to her.
Whoa.
Fine.
Whoa!
It slipped out of her hand.
What did you hit with?
A 20, and I feel like that's
what?
A cheating.
A club.
So
my
two.
Club.
So 2d8. Here. Part of this.
Goodness gracious, that was
2d8 plus 3.
Universe left.
Two eight! 16 plus 3? 19?
It's a shame you went for the assistant. Yeah. Guys, you kill it. It's dead.
It explodes.
Yeah, its head doesn't look like a head anymore.
And then I look at the boss and I go, so you don't have kids.
Last
oh
story.
My!
She never has her life.
Zill, it is your turn. I hope you have a sick line as that one.
God, I mean,
holy shit!
Yeah, what's
up?
What's
I up? Have a 16.
Oh yeah. To hit the boss.
Yeah.
Nah.
Fuck me.
So it's Phoebe's turn.
Do we want to kill him? Yes.
Yes. I do.
Do we think there's any more information we can try? And
no. He's not going to talk to us. Even if we tie him up, unless somebody has like a truth spell, he's not going to talk to us.
Well, okay.
But you're in combat, so you don't really get to talk and discuss and make these decisions because it's about what you're doing in combat.
Yeah.
I like talking, but I don't think animals have to talk, so I'm gonna attack him with another Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that.
Get out.
Nope. And so now it is down because the goblin is out of order. It is now down to Kai.
Morningstar.
Hit.
Okay, 13 plus 8.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, roll 1d8 plus 6.
8 plus 6 is
14.
So what kind of killing blow were you intending?
Can I ask him something before I kill him?
No.
Okay.
You can ask him a rhetorical question.
Yeah, you have any cool line you wanna?
I take him by the neck, bring him up, I go, no one messes with Kai, bitch.
Take
the Morningstar.
Whoa.
Jam it in his stomach, twist it, bring it up around, and the curved point of it comes out of his neck.
Who knew my employee was so talented?
I'm in rage.
So you do that, and I'm not going to repeat it because it's scary. No, it is gruesome. Intestines are visible. Bones.
And I just take them and throw. Phoebe is visibly.
And then you throw them against the wall, and a lifeless body hits the floor. And you have done what you wanted.
Let's go, gang.
Loot!
Now you have free roam of the tunnel. You see no one else there.
Loot this body.
There's no one else there.
He
killed everyone.
I want to loot the guy, the boss man.
You loot boss man. So for what he has on him, I'm actually just going to roll like you're supposed to in the DMG. And that's going to be fun.
Okay.
We just murdered this family of goblins.
I know. It was such like a thing, right?
You know what? If they just would have freaking answered our questions, I asked, what do you do here?
Phoebe's not happy about how this went down. I'll say that. She's very like...
I don't even know what I was so afraid of before.
What's up, Kai? Seems like you had to say something.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you had to see that. I was enraged, guys. I'm sorry. Now we have 4 amulets and all this gold.
Okay, so
I feel like this is
Phoebe, I hear your voice. As is a
Does he have any gold
boss.
On him?
Hey, Zill.
You find 3 gold on him.
Hey, employee meeting.
I'm really sorry for you.
Damn.
Guys.
Listen, I'm just saying those dark wizards murdered a bunch of people. We just did the same thing. In this exact same place. So how are we any better than those people?
Employee meeting. Here. Listen to me. Respect your boss. Okay, geez. You guys, I understand where you're coming from, Phoebe. I hear your voice. I very much feel the same way. I just threw up. And Kai, you were crazy out there, and I do want to say I credit you for saving our lives, but I also credit you for almost killing us. So you might be a little bit in trouble.
But I did save your lives.
Yeah, but you did.
Twice. Actually, 3 times.
Okay. Kai, you almost fucking killed us, and I thought in my head, I was like, if Kai is goddamn sneaking around back there, she's gonna get in trouble with me. I thought that in my head.
So you find three gold and three healing potions.
I got us amulets, gold, jugs. This place is ours to
live. Hey, does anybody need healing potions?
Me, yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna give you guys because so you both have one healing.
But also like booze.
I think I should.
I don't even know what's in this. And then I just.
Kai, you remember that there was booze in the stock room back there.
Kai goes to get the fucking.
Was there no booze in the bedroom?
No.
Kai goes to get the booze in the stock room.
I'm gonna go get a vial. Go back to the cauldron.
What?
Are you gonna?
Okay. You do that. You go to the you go get a vial from the other room. You put it in.
I have nothing in my stomach.
I was going to use mage hand to, like, get the liquid out
okay.
So I don't
that, celebrate. That, you managed to do that.
And I put a cork in it. Also, I want to... Is the cage heavy?
No. It's pretty light.
Dig it.
Okay.
Can I get the gold in the bedroom that I found?
I get the gold that
Can I look around some more of this room, like, more closely?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have to roll investigation?
Yeah.
Exploded.
All right. So, obviously things were moved out of here pretty quick.
Yeah.
You can tell there's a lot of scratches around. Obviously they kind of intended not to, you know, if it's left in a secret room.
Yeah.
Then that's hard to get into, then there's a reason.
Yeah.
But it's all gone. Like okay. you rolled a natural 20 on a room that they made sure to take their key items out of.
Yeah, I was just making sure if there was anything any like hatches or anything
nope.
that were like hidden. Okay. Also, I want to take the gold that's left in the room.
Yeah, so you guys in total get about 35 gold pieces in here.
In total?
Yeah.
Divide between four. I don't want
to do that. You guys get about 40 gold pieces in total.
Nice. 10 each.
So we just take 10
each. So is that including the 15 I found in the room?
Yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Grab your pens. Not including the... No.
No, 40.
You stockpiled. Everyone gets 10 gold.
Okay. All right.
You don't get the 15 added.
Oh, everyone gets
10 gold?
You don't get the 15 added onto it. I think I'm gonna buy a sword.
All right, so you loot. You drink a little.
I try
around
the flask.
Some dead
What's
bodies.
In it?
It's tequila.
Can we drink
Gross.
Some more?
I drink some more.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because there are a bunch of dead bodies.
Yeah, we leave.
Like, nothing else?
We're all just kind of sipping awkwardly, like.
We don't find anything else.
Good.
Okay. We have four amulets. Hey guys, I have some stuff I want to try out.
Like what?
So we have. So the guy was wearing an amulet.
I need to understand something real quick before you go into your game plan. I need to know where the game plan is taking place. Do you go back to camp?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought, I was just going to say this real quick
In the cave. Okay. So,
So real quick before we go, we have four amulets. Give her an amulet. Just give her one.
Wow.
Do I seriously not have an amulet yet?
No, I don't even need one.
Okay, so Orind had an amulet. That tree looked like somebody was living in it. I don't know how we would test this, but I have a theory that maybe if we wear one of the amulets or something, we might be able to get into the tree.
Okay, well let's not put them on yet in case someone walks by.
I'm not gonna put them on now.
Okay. For now, I'm gonna keep the two that I have.
Why don't you just give one to Griana?
Give me an amulet.
Order from your boss. What do you do?
Fine, I take the one that's in my shoe.
Oh my god, I knew it.
Woo!
Okay, just fucking I'm gonna air it out. I'm just gonna
Can we take a short rest or something?
Do you wanna go back to camp or
yes,
do you wanna take a short
please.
Rest here?
Yeah.
Let's go back to camp. I just
camp,
need to chill.
I don't feel comfortable.
Alright, you guys trek back to camp.
So you're bringing the dog back?
Relatively uneventful, unless you guys are trying
you
to hunt while you walk.
Except for you. You didn't bring
it. I mean, if we see something.
You haven't brought it up yet.
No, we're going back. We're going back.
Okay.
We're going back.
So you go.
There's gonna be more.
Alright, so you guys head back to camp. Y'all be tired. Some perhaps a bit more emotionally drained than others. Some somehow a bit more content in the blood spilled today than others, I would say. So I need to know, you guys eat together. Is anyone like team meeting-ing, or are you guys just like going to bed?
Oh, and Kai goes to bed. I eat. I'm like, peace out, guys.
Who's taking
I'm
first
taking
watch?
A long rest. Have you seen all the work I did today?
She raged twice.
Yeah, great work.
I'm just wondering who's doing.
I
think Rihanna should take first.
Just so you know, I'm taking a long rest. Okay?
Oh my gosh, I'm giving yourself so much credit, Kai. Jeez.
Are you kidding me?
It's not like you're the only one who killed something today.
I killed the assistant.
Yeah,
Phoebe's just super cranky.
You killed the boss.
I love it.
No, I killed the assistant.
You killed the boss. I don't remember.
I killed the assistant.
It was pretty gruesome.
Okay. Yeah. Just shut up. All right. Ben. Shut up. Okay. Go to bed. Go to bed. You're gonna be on first watch. Okay. Just go to bed.
I need a long rest. Please. Oh my god. You have seen everything.
Go to bed. Just go to bed.
Do not make her unionize.
We all need.
We all need a long rest. To bed.
Oh my god.
Grianna, just take first watch.
She's going to bed. You're taking the first watch.
All right, Kai.
Going to take a nap now.
All right. It looks like. Brianna has been told by her employees that she's taking first watch.
You're getting a long rest, but you're going to take the last watch in the morning. You get to go to bed, go to bed, go to bed. You get what you want. You get what you want. Are you happy? Yay. All right. I like your mom.
No one understands
me. She's an angst boy.
An angst boy.
Yeah.
All right. So you two are going to bed as well.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. I'm going to sit here with my...
You go off.
My alcohol.
And you fall asleep.
Me?
To a nice slumber. No, you stay. You are keeping first watch. Unhappily, how are you feeling right now?
I'm all right. I'm like, today was a day. This is not how I pictured the business trip going at all.
Yeah, this has been an interesting business trip.
We completely lost track of what we're going to do. We still have a couple things to get on the list.
What are the couple of things?
We just need to get more of what we've already gotten.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a fest. It's a big deal. I don't want to lose that importance that Fall Fest is a huge deal. It's a huge honor. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just reflecting because I'm drinking and... I start to cry. I do start to cry.
How loudly are you crying?
It's a silent weep. Okay. It's a silent weep. But it's, you know when you cry and then you go, and you're like, you start talking to someone as if they're there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just me.
All right, you have a very sad time.
Yeah,
you have a very sad time.
I'm talking to the dead half of my parents when I'm crying. I'm like, I don't know if you can hear me wherever you are. Dad's legs, but...
So it is a top half alive, bottom half dead situation. Oh my god.
You're talking about their bottom half.
All right, anyways, Phoebe, all night, in your dreams, you are walking through a tunnel. The same tunnel that you walked in earlier today, which is a new and different dream for you. And the floor is covered in blood. And you walk. And you can't stop. And you walk. And you walk. And you feel your fatigue even in your sleep. All right, so who is Grianna waking up for a second watch?
I'm gonna wake up as Zill.
All right, Zill, you wake up.
Do I get my stuff back?
Yeah, so basically what happens is you all get a long night's rest. All right, everyone does their watch. Okay. Everything is safe and sound.
Okay.
Everyone heals up. And
get all my rage back, guys.
Congratulations.
Despite all your rage, you're still just a rat in a cage.
Oh, who's the rat now?
Yeah, bitch.
Is that Kyle or is that
Grianna? Both.
Phoebe wakes up almost angry.
Is there a difference?
She had a dream not only related to it, but one that made her feel like she didn't sleep and she didn't want to
murder. Are we talking about our
it's
reflections during watch?
It's intense breakfast.
Phoebe
what are we
angrily
eating?
Eats her eggs.
Eggs.
You're eating eggs. All right. I don't know how the fuck you got eggs, but you're eating them. I don't care anymore.
Eggs.
Stop.
Sorry.
You're fired.
Don't.
All right. So.
The power of the team.
Are you guys striving for a normal hunting day?
Yeah.
We eat.
I don't know. I have to give up to it, but I'll do it.
All right. A normal hunting day?
More killing. More killing.
Tree. Are you trying to go to the tree?
What about the tree?
No, guys. Yeah, we're not hunting. We're going to the tree.
Well, can we hunt on the way to the tree?
Yes, of course.
All right, so let's just say that you agree to hunt on your way to the tree. And through that, you are gone through some easy hunting, which is done with, longbows and ranged weapons. You get a few deer, a few goat, right? I will just give you these things. You stock up.
A few deer and a goat.
Yeah.
A few.
You get enough for what you think would be a good feast, all right? You spend a good part of the morning making sure you had enough.
Then also, we're on our way back to town.
You're on your way back to town. You've hooked up Grindel. You've done this. You know, one person walks Grindel. The rest
Everything
of you will go.
Everything was still at the camp. Nothing seemed out of place.
Nothing. Weird. Not a hair was out of place.
Weird. So we do know that Oren did not want to
rob you?
We don't know.
Guess not. Speaking of... We'll find out. Never mind. Roll a perception check.
What?
All of us?
Yep.
17.
Oh my god.
14. No, I
Nine.
Got
19. 19 and 17, who but are...
I got 17. I'm too angry to notice.
Because I said 17.
Yeah, you're
do I notice?
A little moody. Yeah. You hear...
24 hours.
Gruff yelling?
Oh, what?
From where?
Several voices. A little farther away from here. It's a sound of a scuffle. Maybe not a big one. Your choice whether to keep going or investigate.
Oh, check it out.
Yeah,
there's a scuffle.
It's a bit off the path.
Oh, yeah, there's a scuffle.
Yeah, there's a scuffle.
Bit of a ruckus.
Here's the name. Why don't we show up and then murder everyone?
It's a Schmidt.
Is that a good idea?
Oh, my God. What shade was just spilled from Phoebe's lips?
Phoebe.
Phoebe, I wasn't for it.
Can I pull Phoebe over to the side and talk to her real quick?
She's really upset.
Sweet Phoebe, I'm really sorry that
no,
you
No, I understand why you did it.
You do? Do you forgive me?
The sounds of the scuffle.
I'm going.
You guys
I'm going.
I
know,
we're going. Hold on. I kiss her on the forehead. I love you,
Phoebe. Sounds of the scuffle are beginning to change.
Guys, come on! Scuffle!
You hurrying?
Yes.
All right. So I need to know what you're doing with. I need to know what you're doing with the horse. Do you just like tie it to a tree and then you go? All right. Fair enough. It's canon. All right. Cool. You guys race off the path over to where you're hearing the sound come from. You're jogging. And you eventually see through the trees two dwarven men.
No,
and
we do not get along.
They have restrained looking. They have restrained Orn Ophelm.
They have what?
And have tied him up.
Oh,
and
shit,
have
that
gagged
guy.
Him.
Hey guys, what's up?
Orn, what the hell?
The dwarves turn around. None of your business. Get going.
Hey, I know that guy. That's my business. What did he do?
We know him, but we don't know
we're not, like,
him.
Friends.
We're not friends. We met once.
I'm just nosy.
We don't know who he is. We're just curious.
I have no interests in noses.
You have one.
Hey, I'm a nose.
Fuck you. Get out of my sight.
Listen. Do you like magicianry?
Not one bit.
Do you like
get
inside to see if he's lying? 13.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't like magic. He does not like magic.
Okay. Good thing I'm not a magician.
Okay, please tell me what you're doing with him and why.
That's a 2.
Plus 8, right?
Is that like your fourth?
So that's a
dice?
10.
That's
here,
like your
here.
Fourth dice
I will thing. Give you the one that I'm rolling the many 20s with tonight, all right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're gonna get a roll again. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Oh, okay.
That's from here on out.
Who do you think you are?
I was like, wow,
that's
really?
A really pretty dice.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a dime.
She got a 7 anyways.
Yeah, his brother pipes up and he's like, listen, this is important business of which you are not involved in.
How do you know?
I think you might be surprised.
Do you not know who we are?
No.
Clearly no.
Do you not know when to respect your betters?
We don't know who you are, so how do we know?
We're all right. Taller than you.
This.
Hey.
Is Jogren.
Okay.
I'm Belgren.
Oh.
We're the property brothers. We're bounty hunters.
No.
All right.
We're bringing this man in.
What'd he do?
We're not bounty hunters. We don't care.
Hey, man.
Hey, you guys are little guys. I'm a little guy, too. That's my old
If we...
You're a fucking gnome.
Hey.
Fight? My God, don't
do you guys
go.
Like?
You
do you guys like music?
No.
I look at the other one.
Employees, silence. Employee silence. I'm sorry. I am their boss.
Are you kidding me?
Shh. Employee silence. Hey.
Start a business.
I'm Grianna. I'm owner of Grianna's Meats and More down in Troutback. I don't know if you heard of it.
Yeah.
But we're just passing through. And this guy Oren, he actually gave us.
we were right the other day, so we kind of have the right to know what's going on here, because we've been a little concerned about... Yeah, we're a bunch of women traveling. We're a bunch of women traveling alone in the forest. All we have is a horse. That's the closest thing we have to a male.
If you're scared of a forest, why are you here?
We're hunting. We're hunting. We're hunting for meat for the Fall Fest. I'm not sure you heard of it. It's a big deal. Fall Fest.
Great. You do your job, Griana.
Oh my God.
Griana. Griana.
Yes.
Griana. This one talking is Jogren.
Jogren.
That's Jogren. What I asked.
Jogren.
Griana.
Jogren.
Griana.
Jogren.
Griana.
Jogren.
Griana.
Jogren.
Griana.
Jogren.
How about you do your job?
Do you think?
And I will do mine. Jogren. And I never have to see your dumb fucking face again.
Jogren. 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 Hey. Jogren, do you think? Jogren, are you feeling the sexual tension between us right now?
I'm glad one of us brought it up.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's insane.
No. Get. Oh. Go.
Okay. Well, sorry. I was just.
I go up. Hey. We killed a family of goblins yesterday. You tell us what we're doing. Look. This is what I'm going to do. Jesus. Since I am a sucker for a pretty face, I kind of want to save Orin. Okay? I'm sorry. That's a flaw of mine.
Guys, Orin might be evil. Orin might be evil.
Yeah, but he may have answers.
I was just pet.
My flaw is I remember every insult I received, and these guys are being really rude, so I'm gonna be... I'm already in a bad
All right, this is getting a bit much. This is getting a bit much.
Jogren.
Hey.
Jogren.
How about...
I'm sorry.
Hey.
I like that bit.
How about we go on our separate ways?
How much money were you paid to get him?
They're not gonna tell us that.
I go on. I have money, sir. How much were you paid?
He looks you over. He smirks. He says... More than what you're worth, sweetie.
Oh. I slap him.
Good.
And I go up next. And I'm towering over him.
Wow, you're big.
And I go into rage.
No, I don't.
You fucking murder hobos.
What's a murder hobo?
It's a hobo who murders. You want to kill him? Oh, right. Or I'll forgot. Kill you.
All right, you can roll an intimidation check.
Cool. Guys, roll for hotness factor.
Oh, can I roll
No.
People are going to dress up as you as sexy Kai for
Oh, 19 plus 2, that's a 21.
That's kind of takes a step back.
Oh my God, that's great.
I wink at Orin.
Listen, we're not friends. We're not allies. We are acquaintances who met in these woods. I think you can appreciate a working man who was given a job to do and is just trying to do it to the best of ability. This friend you got down here, not a good man.
I believe you.
The people he hangs out with, not good people.
I got that.
Why would you stop us?
I want you to kill him. I just want you to tell me why.
It's not my job whether he lives or dies. It's my job that he gets back to the boss.
Can you please tell us why? Who's the boss?
I raise
Who's
my hand.
Boss?
You are raising your hand.
Yes.
What?
So, I don't want to save him. I believe he's a bad guy.
Thank you.
I just want to know, I'm just intrigued. You know, I'm just curious. I get it. You don't want to tell me anything. But I'm just curious of who he is.
He's one of these cult people.
We just stumbled upon a little cult den.
Yeah, we think we found where he was from.
Maybe I'm worth some information, sweetie. Phoebe approaches the dwarf to shake his hand.
He doesn't care. All he wants to do is take him back.
I'm taking him back. Right. Me and my brother. Unless there are any huge objections.
I would just like to say, it's not an objection.
Yeah,
I don't want to get that mistaken. Your boss, whoever's hiring you, if...
We're more freelancers. It's a... Never mind. Keep talking.
I'm saying like the boss for this job.
Yeah.
So if you wanna...
The property brothers, they have no master.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You guys seem like a free roaming thing, like...
We're all about renovating what we can.
Yeah.
Tearing down the old.
Building the new.
Building the new.
The person who hired you, if they... obviously have probably information about this man that we do not.
Correct.
And if he's looking into going deeper into maybe doing some work around this type of stuff, and if you guys don't want the work, bring up, I don't know about them, but my name, maybe.
Roll a persuasion check.
18.
He looks at you and says, what's your name?
Zill. Zill Nyer. Spelled N-I-R-E.
All right, you see, he looks like he's trying to remember it. Troutbeck?
Troutbeck, yes.
You said you stumbled upon some kind of den?
Yes, yes.
Where?
Underwater.
I think I will keep that information to myself until maybe your boss contacts.
I respect a person who knows when to hold their cards. You work for this meets?
I actually think I'm looking into other employment, maybe doing a little bit of freelance work myself, maybe.
All right. Well, I'll tell the boss that we talked. If he's interested in the information, he knows. He will know where to find you. Very resourceful woman. Can we take this man in, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. I kind of, wink at
him. They hoist him up. They begin hauling him towards the edge of the forest. Actually, it's kind of awkward, you know, when you say bye to someone.
And like, you still see them.
And they're still kind of like, you guys are kind of going in the same direction, which is back to the path and back to the woods. So you actually end up kind of like walking together, unless you deliberately avoid doing that.
Well, I feel like they want to be on their own.
All right, so are you trying to get ahead of them, or are you trying to get behind them?
I think we should try to stay behind them if we're going to the tree.
Sure. All right. Okay. So you let them walk off. You let them take them. You wait. You talk for a little bit. You get back to Grindel. You take your sweet-ass time, and you start heading back to the tree, which is very close to the outside of the woods, mm-hmm. which is the trail to get back home. You're walking. Mm-hmm. You're excited to get out of this forest, because I don't think it's been particularly fun for anyone.
You know what?
I'm gonna say it's
been different.
It's been different.
Business retreats can get
weird. To learn about things.
Yeah, you're experiencing new things.
I'm learning things about me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, trying some stuff out.
Yeah. So, you get to where you notice that the tree roots were a different color. And they're still there.
Oh, what?
Same color?
You remember that maybe up until the one tree, well, there was the very, very dark purple roots, but there was the one tree that was the tree that was a dark purple black. How many minutes of buffer did you give the brothers? 5, 10, 15?
Oh, fuck. They're probably dead.
How many minutes?
Five.
Yay. So you start walking and you get to the tree. And the tree was not as it was when you were there last.
Oh, is it normal?
No.
Oh, wow.
The tree looks almost like 1.5 times larger, and it's been split down the middle.
You're kidding.
And has fallen onto the forest ground.
No!
The circle of leaves that was there has been scattered.
Do you think it was
now just amongst the regular leaves?
I almost said the Smothers Brothers. Do you think it was the
Property Brothers?
Property Brothers?
No. But speaking of the Property Brothers, you get to the tree.
Yes.
And you see on the ground the relatively quiet one, Belgren's now lifeless body. And there is no sign of the other one. And there is no sign of Orange. All right, guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. I hope you enjoyed it. This was actually the last episode to be filmed in 2016, so we have only 2017 crispness from here on out, which I am excited about. And we have some pretty good news. Some of us will now be attending C2E2 here in Chicago, so let us know if you will be there as well. We will be giving out pins and stickers and other fun stuff that we haven't decided on yet, but we are super excited to go. Anyways, if you liked what we're throwing down, please go ahead and find us on Twitter at Dungeons Dice. From there, you can find out our whole of social media that we've been digging for ourselves this last month. And thanks for helping us pass 1,000 unique listens. It means so much to us, and there are only parties and fun from here on out. You're on this journey with us, and I'm super excited. If you liked the main theme, go ahead and check out my friend Cameron Bopp. He makes the theme. He just started a band called Prominence, and their music is lit, so go ahead and give that a listen. And besides that, guys, I'm excited for you to see how rowdy it gets when they get back to Troutbeck, but for that, you are going to have to wait until next week, where our adventure will continue.